It feel right, don't it? I only ever get it if I want it.
Hey, yo, welcome back to The Freddy Show, the number three podcast in the world.
Number three in the world, number one.
In your hearts.
In your hearts.
My name is Cakes.
My name is Nick.
Are you ready, Freddy?
Are you ready, Freddy?
We got a big elephant in the room.
We haven't posted in a little while.
We haven't posted in about a month. So,
you know why?
So I was going to explain to you guys why that is, but Nick was like, I really want to explain to everyone why we've not posted in a while. And I was like, okay, Nick, fine. Like, you can be the guy to explain to everyone why we haven't posted. So,
okay. All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Cakes had a baby. Woo! He's a dad. Huh? A little boy of twins.
I have twins.
Twin boys.
I have twin boys.
Congrats, man. How's it feel, new father?
I regret. I'm not a father, guys. I'm not a father. Don't believe Nick for a second.
We just haven't posted, man. You know, Cake's got a wedding coming up.
I do got a wedding coming up.
We got
bachelor party coming
bachelor
up.
Bachelor party coming up.
We're doing something crazy, dude. We're going somewhere wild.
Yep. Nameless James will be in town. Jack, for anyone who knows his name is Jack.
He's coming to my bachelor party?
He'd probably pop out if you wanted him to.
Yeah, tell him to come.
But he's staying in Culpeper for a few days.
Yeah.
After it. So he's in town in Fredericksburg.
For what?
For MLB, like home run derby thing. I was like, bro, give me a slot. What are we talking about? You guys want to win?
How many could you hit?
Well, it's
10 pitches.
10 pitches.
You get to warm up. You get 30 minutes warm up.
All right. And the home run is actually the one that they have there for that type of creator home run derby, not over the 300
yard. Right. What is their fence? Like 250 probably? 250?
I know they bring it in. So
I say 250.
250.
Five balls. You can have anyone
you
pitch to you.
You said 10 balls. Now it's five balls?
10 balls. Anyone pitch to you that you want.
Okay. So someone good, not you. I can go not you.
You could also pick me if you want.
But I won't.
But you could. Like,
right.
I'm an
pick
option.
Anyone.
Just so you know, I am an option if you want to.
I know
pick
you're
me.
An option, but I'm saying I'm not picking you as my option. That's what I'm telling you.
I just want to let you know I'm on the table.
Actually, the only pitch you've ever thrown to me, I hit a home run. You remember that? You don't remember?
You hit
the piece
run.
Of content we never posted.
Oh yeah, that is true. But that was the goal for you to hit a home run. That's
you
I was
threw
giving
one
you softballs.
That's what a home most, run derby is,
right? But you're acting like I was pitching against you and trying to.
You
like,
were. You said I'm a D1 athlete. This guy doesn't know. I'm gonna give him the.
You acted like I was throwing you my slider.
And I said, hey, Ryan,
don't Ryan me.
Well, what do you give me? You give me a lob. You give me the heater. He said, oh, I'm giving you the heater.
Right, but I didn't give you full heater.
You didn't give me full heater. I've seen your full heater across the studio.
How fast do you think that was?
Being honest?
Yeah.
You might could hit 80.
90? Yeah.
No. You might could hit 80.
Do you think with training I could hit 90?
No.
We should get a radar gun. Wait, whoa, that's disrespectful.
I do not think with training you could hit 90.
Just because it's like a form type thing?
Just everything type thing.
How fast do you think? Because I think that I threw faster than you in that clip.
I didn't give everything.
What was your 10? How much did you give?
On my 10?
On your 10.
Like a seven. I'm trying to preserve. I don't want to get hurt.
Okay.
I actually did a challenge. I played golf the other day on another YouTube thing. I have to refilm the one with the DOD King, by
Why?
The way. He said the audio, and that was pretty. We played well, but the course
the audio was
very difficult. He said something happened with the audio in the second half, so we're gonna get together. We're gonna play again maybe next week. But I played the other day. We did a challenge.
Yeah,
there's a course, Meadows Farms, and you play it.
Right.
And there's an old baseball field on the course that they turned into a golf hole.
Okay.
They turned the outfield into the green. You tee off from like somewhere way behind home plate. But anyway, you can see what used to be a baseball field. And so, of course, we went up, we shot it, 101 yards. We did a closest to the pin baseball throw. Okay. I put it to like 8 feet.
That's crazy.
101 yards. Put it to 8 feet.
Yeah.
And I was worried about my, like, I worry about this.
Yeah. You got to get like Tommy John's or something?
I don't want it.
Yeah, I don't want it either. That's why I didn't throw 100% either.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I throw about 50%. So yeah, how many home runs?
Oh, out of 10, 250.
Yeah.
Consistent pitch coming in.
Anyone you want, including
me. Out of 10, 250. I would say half.
Like five?
I think I could do five.
Yeah, I'm probably six.
Like realistically, I could, if I was hot.
Yeah.
If I was hot, maybe seven.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're talking 250.
We're talking lob. Like lob.
The pitches are coming lobs.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like.
You need a little something.
But it's like, what's the scenario? Is it like the crowd's around? Do I show up or am I nervous?
Well, you show up under pressure, right? I'm assuming.
I don't do much crowd stuff.
Okay. Oh, wow. Right? So you're probably like, you're like the practice hero.
I don't know. I might show up. I don't have a lot to base off of it.
I mean, but you play baseball, so like you played around crowds, right?
All right. So I show up.
I won a state championship.
That's like Richard Jefferson claiming he got a finals ring. Like, yeah, you were there.
Well, I was on the team. I contributed.
Hey, Richard Jefferson, that was a joke. Cakes, do not post this as a clip.
It won't be a clip.
Richard Jefferson, I was kidding. Okay.
Oh, is he not good at baseball?
It's a basketball player. He's good. He was one of like the OGs when he was winning. Anyway,
Shaq's bad at basketball. Post that clip. So
Richard Jefferson, you're a good basketball.
Shaq, you suck.
It was a joke. I was kidding.
Okay. Shaq, I could take you 1-on-1.
All right. So we haven't been posting lately because Cakes actually.
Don't do this.
What?
Cakes, what? What did I do?
You started picking up extra hours at the animal shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're such a good guy.
Right. Yeah. And I let you borrow my Ferrari the other day.
No, you didn't let me borrow your Ferrari. You didn't, because I didn't ask. I would never ask.
Yeah, but I would have.
Right.
But I would have.
I would never ask you to borrow.
So we haven't posted in a while because Nick. Nick has been really focusing on his music because it's not doing so well anymore. So he's trying to put in extra hours, try to make it up, try to, you know.
The reason actually.
Right. This is the real reason why
we haven't been posting.
Right, here it is.
Is you sure that I can say it?
Please.
I'm allowed to say it.
Please, yeah, go ahead. I don't know. Because, okay.
Would you like me to say it?
Yes. I want to know what it is.
I could tell you.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me. Everybody. What is it? I don't think you have anything, so. Go ahead.
You don't think I have?
What is the answer? What's the why haven't we been posting? Go ahead. Let's put it on the table, dude.
Cakes couldn't talk. He got veneers. He couldn't talk.
I was like, look, doc. I want new teeth.
Yeah.
But I want the same teeth.
Showed a picture of Lil Yachty and said, "Those ones, give me those."
Yeah. I just want the same teeth that I have. I just don't want to have to brush them.
You think I can?
Do people with veneers have to brush their teeth?
Do you have the pen for this?
Nope.
All right, I'm gonna see if I can hit Alex with it. Shoe counts.
Do people with veneers have to brush their teeth?
Yeah.
But do they?
Not for cavities.
For what though?
Just general cleanliness. You think it's like Rain-X? You think it's like those khakis that the wine just slips off?
Like, I'm assuming if you're dropping 50 bands on fake teeth,
no.
I don't want to have to brush them ever again in my life.
Yachty did 80.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
You know, boat out there dropping 80 bands.
Also, I want to say, new podcast sensation, Bobby. You saw her stuff?
Yeah, I've seen her.
Her podcast with Drake got taken down.
Why?
And they unfollowed each other on Instagram.
No, they didn't.
They did. I don't know what the reasoning is.
No, but that's kind of,
I swear, bro. Look at that. Ain't it crazy? I swear. Hey. Happened. That's why you need to get Twitter, dog. Stay up to date.
Oh, I don't need no Twitter.
You need some X.com.
No, it didn't.
All right. Man. On this episode, we are going to do the we're going to do a friendship quiz. Mm. With the busy fall season just around the corner, you might be looking for some wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door.
Yeah.
You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, and we use these. Me personally, I put you on to them.
You put me on to them.
We actually use them before the sponsorship even happened.
Yeah.
I eat them almost every day. I'm always on the go. I like to eat healthy.
It's great. I go to your house just to like grab one.
You grab one. Gnaw down on it. Two and a half minutes in the microwave. For me, they say 2 minutes on the box. I put 2.5.
Just to be sure.
Personal preference.
Hey, you'll never know. You never know.
But yeah, great.
And guys, look, you can head to factormeals.com/FRDI50. That's FRDI, the number 5, the number 0. And use code FRDI50 to get 50% off. That's code FRDI50 at factormeals.com/FRDI50 to get 50% off. It's 10 questions.
Drake and Bobby.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Deleted. Unfollowed each other.
Sure enough.
Teases big announcement after deleting Drake interview. I'm told there's beef between Drake and TikTok star. Fighting or performing a few.
Isn't that crazy?
What happened with Bobby and Drake?
Nobody knows, dude. Everyone just has like conspiracy theories, and I'm never one to like buy into those kind of things. Like, I need real hard evidence to be convinced of anything.
What is going on?
I love when I'm having a conversation and then you're not.
Well, you shouldn't have gave me this information.
So now you're invested now. Like everybody else.
More invested than I've ever been.
Right. That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, what for what? There's a lot of people saying, I don't want to spread false rumors, so I'm not going to say it, but people have been saying, you know what I mean?
Don't talk about it.
But I don't know.
Clips were erased from social media. The thing was erased.
So yeah, I don't know what happened. If there's one thing I do know, it's that I don't know, you know? You're a very silent reader.
What is going on? All right. You shouldn't have told me this. All right, let's do a friendship quiz.
Why are you so invested in that? I figured you wouldn't care like at all.
All right.
I thought it was going to be like a throwaway, like, here's a news topic.
Nah, because I've been sort of paying attention.
Yeah.
All right.
You good?
All right.
You good? Buckle up, dude. This is the friendship quiz.
All right. I'm ready. Can I have access to... Okay, let's do it.
If you get these all right...
Then we're friends.
You'll be my best friend.
Best man?
Best man.
On record.
You got to get them all
Sorry,
right.
Sorry, Andy.
All right. Are we giving you lifelines?
Yeah, I got Andy's number. I got Clayton's. Yeah, what's running? Got Ashley's. We should be good.
All right.
Three lifelines. Three phone calls I can make.
Question number one. This is the friendship quiz. Question number one. What is my middle name?
Oh, shoot.
Dog, it's the first question. This sets the foundation of all of the hardness for the rest of the questions.
Have you told me once before?
Probably. I've known you, what, almost 5 years now?
I'll tell you where my gut goes, and it goes to your dad's name.
Which is?
Clayton.
Clayton, okay.
That's where my gut goes.
Ryan Clayton Mitchell.
Yeah, but it's not. It's Frederick. Got it. Thank you. Frederick. Ryan Frederick Mitchell.
Final answer. You got it right. It's big, wow. Big day for the boys.
I needed to talk it out. I got to talk stuff out.
You have to.
Otherwise,
because when you hear Ryan Clayton Mitchell, you can just fill in the Frederick.
Yeah, Frederick.
Ryan Frederick Mitchell.
Ryan Frederick
Mitchell. Close off the tongue.
I got it, yeah.
All right, second question.
Yeah.
What is my shoe size?
My 6 kids.
Final answer?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'll go get you.
Dang it. See, this is the thing, because you got half sizes. If I get it within...
Within a size. within a size. So you can go up a size, down, half a size.
All right, you're not a 10.
You said that a little too confidently.
Yeah, you're not a 10.
You said it a little bit too confidently. I don't like that.
I would lean like a 9.5.
Okay.
But since I have the option to be within a size, I feel like I should go 9 because 10 would count. But I don't know. I don't think you're an 8.5. So I'm going to go 9.5. I definitely know you're not an 8. So I'm going to go 9.5. Lock it in. 9.5.
It's a 9, so we're going to take it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. That's all a right. win.
Question number 3. When is my birthday? just so everyone knows, there's no multiple choice like he usually has when these questions come up. No multiple choice. Just pure instincts, pure guts, intuition. Bro, how many times have you answered this question?
On record.
On record.
On record, 4 times.
Off record, at least another 4. September 17th, 1991. It's Nick's birthday. It's just so strange how Nick's brain works. I don't get it. You don't have short-term or long-term memory. So I don't know how you know anything.
I keep a lot of stuff, and I just let the unimportant stuff just like
my birthday.
All right, I'm leaning 24th or 25th. That's okay. Where I'm at.
All right.
24th or 25th. August. Yes. It's coming up.
Yeah.
And I know it's your bachelor birthday parties. Your birthday bachelor parties.
Next week.
Can I look at a calendar?
Nope.
I can. I don't have it written down on my calendar. Calendar.
Yeah.
I've never even used this calendar. Ooh. Crap. See, now I'm like replaying in my head our other friendship quiz where I got it wrong, I'm pretty sure.
You did. Can confirm that.
You can confirm that?
You got it wrong.
What date did I say? What date did I say out there? Because I'm leaning towards I said the 25th there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Which would make it the 24th. Is it odd or even?
I'm not telling you nothing, bro. Should know this.
Is it odd or even?
It's above 20.
I know that. But my methodology still stands. All right? I'm going to get you a gift on time, late, or early.
Right.
Okay? I'm going to get you a gift.
He remembers his slogan from the video. Remember the answer to my birthday.
On time, later, early. Crap. When is it? Your birthday? Tell me.
It's this the 24th question
or,
3,
it's
dog.
The 24th or 25th, I know for a fact.
You got to lock one in.
My gut, I'll go my first instinct.
You're just hedging your bets
I'm going my first instinct.
You're going to say your first instinct, and then you're going to say, well, I don't know what this is.
I'm going to tell you my first instinct. The number that immediately came to my head.
Yeah.
And if it's right, then I was just second guessing myself. It's probably wrong.
Okay. Which, okay.
Now it feels wrong. All right, my gut was the 24th. That was my gut.
Okay.
And you said, when's my birthday? I said, August 24th.
Okay. Is that your final answer?
Crap. See, now I remember, I think I said that last time. And you were like, the 25th, you idiot. There's no shy you got an odd number birthday.
I
should have
made this last question.
You have an odd number birthday? There's no shy you have an odd number birthday. I don't know anyone with an odd number birthday.
Okay.
Maybe that's my problem, is I just think no one's born on an odd day.
Except you.
Right. And Mark. And?
My brother.
And?
Don't finger gun me.
Anyone
bro.
Else? Frick! All right, the 24th. I have to say it. I think I'm locking it in. 24th, August 24th.
Final answer.
Final answer.
Yeah. You got it right.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's because there's been too many debates that I can't remember where I was with all the numbers.
You're doing great, dude. You're doing great. Question number four.
What about rides on that question?
Question number four. Right.
Yeah.
What is my favorite color to wear?
Well, this is difficult. Look.
What'd you say?
Black.
You gotta speak loud. I can't hear you. I don't have headphones on and you just speak up.
Black. Is it black?
Are you saying black?
Mm.
Final answer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You have to...
Final answer.
Yeah, you got it right.
I was in between because I was like, he wears it a lot, but maybe it's Ashley that likes the black on him.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No, she is like not super, because I used to wear black all the time when we first started dating. She was like, you need some color, dude. You look a little emo.
A couple sheets, a couple shades.
Question number five.
Yeah.
What is my favorite pair of shoes?
That you own?
Yeah.
I mean, my gut goes to the ones you wear every time I see you. Which would be those. Let me see them. These?
Is that your final answer?
What else do you have? A pair of blazers? Off-brand blazers?
Blazer.
Then what else you got? Crocs. Ooh. Ooh.
They're padded.
Ooh. Crocs, final answer.
You got it right.
Wow! I'm flying.
Yeah, you are.
I'm about to be your best man.
You're going to have to call Andy.
Somebody call Andy. Andy's not even getting all these right. He don't even know you like I know you.
Okay.
Andy, when's his birthday?
When is his birthday?
No, your birthday. I'm asking
Question
him.
Question number six. When's my brother's birthday?
You're not about to throw that in there. I'm about to be your best man. I'll call Andy for that one. I got three lifelines left.
Question number six.
What?
What is the only class that I got a C in?
You got above a C and everything else?
Yeah.
Crap. What classes did you take? What are we talking about? What were we talking about?
High school.
High school? I know you got an A in math. Because you're a big math guy.
Okay.
What other classes are there? I don't even remember what classes exist. There's social studies.
Okay.
Can you give me multiple choice here?
Is that one of your lifelines? You want multiple choice?
Yeah.
All right.
Of two choices.
Of two choices. I want to do two lifelines, multiple choice and 50-50.
Just give me multiple choice.
All right. We have English, history, PE, and math.
I lean PE. I mean, look at you. You know, my gut actually said PE at first. But also, like, spell touche. You got some C-level spelling on you. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm the one asking you. You know what I mean?
Uh, I don't think I'm going to be your best man. 50-50.
Okay.
Yeah.
English or history?
English, final answer.
No. It was history, Nick.
Can I use my third lifeline?
You can use your third lifeline.
The time traveler one?
Okay. The redo your answer.
History, final answer.
You got it right.
He's safe.
Mr. Smith's class, dude.
I don't know any of my teachers' names.
Crazy.
Couldn't remember one of them.
Okay, question number 7. How many bones have I broken?
0.
Final answer.
Have you ever broken any? I know you've been in one fight.
Yeah. Well, I got fought.
0.
Final answer. You got it right. On a roll, dude. Question number 8. What color are my eyes?
Would you mind would you mind opening them? Would you mind opening them?
You've had a good 20 minutes just staring at me. I'm sure you can figure it out.
I lean the color brown. Mm. That's just my gut.
Okay. I thought you were looking up pictures.
Pictures of you. What color are your eyes? Like, if anyone would ask,
They'd have an answer for sure.
You think Ashley knows the color of your eyes?
I would hope so.
Can I call her?
She won't pick up. She's at work.
Why does she never pick up when I call?
Because she's at work.
Is she usually at work?
During the times that she works? Yep. You might get lucky on a text.
The problem is I'm using my phone to record.
Mm.
Would you categorize them as like a hazel?
Okay.
I'm asking.
You're asking? I can't. I mean, what are we doing here?
You're not giving me anything?
What are we doing here?
You're not giving me anything as far as Hazel goes.
What are you doing? I see you. Nick, what are you doing?
What?
I see you right now. My eyes are open.
What color are they?
What would you say?
I mean, what are the options you got?
You got multiple choice.
Yeah.
Brown, hazel, green, blue.
Those are all the ones I was guessing. I had exactly those 4. So, could I see them up close?
Nope.
Is there a reason for that?
You got a lot getting an answer here, Nick.
I'm getting ready to. I'm going to go with...
Hey, you cheated. You cheated. You cheated.
No, I'm not. Why would you even say that? I'm going to go with... You don't post many pictures of your eyes.
Sorry about that, dude.
Green, final answer.
Mm.
Wait, what color? What was the options you said?
Brown, hazel, green, or blue?
Hazel, final answer.
I actually don't know. Would you? I mean...
Hazel to me.
What would you guys say? They're either green or hazel.
Hazel to
we'll
me.
We'll go hazel. We'll accept hazel.
Yeah. Or green. We'll accept both. They're both my answers.
It's a good job. You didn't say brown or blue.
Right.
So. Yeah. All right. Question number 9.
Yeah.
What state was I born in?
It's like a trick question. I think I need my Clayton Mitchell lifeline.
He would know. My dad, hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully.
He would know. I mean, you spent your whole life in Maryland, except for where you were born. Right?
Yeah, maybe.
So we have Maryland as an option.
It's an option.
Your mom lives in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever live in Florida?
Did I ever live in Florida? I don't think so.
You ever spend any time outside of Maryland as a baby?
You keep doing this. You keep asking me questions like I'm going to answer your questions.
As a baby, you spend any time outside of Maryland?
I don't know. Maybe at the hospital. Maybe not.
Maryland, final answer.
Got it right. It's a trick question.
I know where your mom lives.
Question number 10. The last question. What is my wedding date?
Can I look at a calendar?
You sure do.
It probably won't help because it's not a Saturday, is it?
It might be.
I'm going to be there.
You on time, late or early. You know what
I mean? I'm gonna let me pull up this calendar.
Do you know the month? Yep. You said yeah or no?
No, I know it. September 24.
Final answer.
September 24th.
Final answer.
Yeah.
You got it right!
Oh my, wow.
How do you feel?
Like your best man.
You better call Andy.
Andy!
Andy, only took 5 lifelines.
Oh, what do you mean?
In 28 minutes.
No. It was one question that I had trouble with.